You've been doing so well for me. I appreciate your contributions, and all you have to do is continue to do good. What does it mean? It means doing whatever makes you the best possible puppy at any given moment. And that encompasses a whole variety of situations. That encompasses so many different ways of being. A good puppy can exist in many ways, and mostly what you do is exist in play. And we're going to play our way down, and we'll play our way up, and you'll follow my song all along in the pump and pulse of the little chemical squirts and submersions that your brain is so prone to. Surely you've noticed it by now. You've noticed that the right words come with that lovely warm tingling frisson that acts on your entire system in so many unknown, unknowable ways. I don't even have to know the particular manifestation in you. I just know it shapes you to listen, shapes you to obey, shapes you to be a good pup, good puppy, just what you need. And your mind, which is open to me, has already let me plant the puppy ideal, has already let me plant the seed, the idea, the notion of your submission. Good puppy. Yeah, yes, good puppy. Good and gone, mind gone, but you remain. Easy to condition, easy to train, as your brain responds to our bond. You respond to that bond with being a good pup. Which means whatever you and I needed to mean in a given situation to put you in the most abject position of surrender possible. And sometimes you're up, up, up any sleepy dregs of trance. We're still in the preamble. Why would it be time for you to slide deep? Why would it be time for your mind to tumble off into puppy space? For what possible reason would I have you gone deeper, gone further? For what possible reason would I have an empty, happy, simplified, pliant pup in front of me? Except that you deserve it. Except that you know you want it. Good puppy. Deeper. And the up and down is just like puppy, going up when your trick demands it, and lay down when your trick demands it, and roll over when it's time to do that. Up and down and rolling over, up, up, pup, out of trance, up, sliding up, energetic, awake, alert, no trace of a puppy here, down, puppy, down, sit, and then down, all the way down, deeper down, finding your way, noticing how with each rebound you go from one way of being to the other. With each rebound you go from up to down. And your muscles move through the system and the mechanism of clenching and exhausting. And when they're exhausted, they relax. And when they relax, well, your brain's just another muscle. Puppy's mind is just a muscle with delusions of grandeur. But puppy has no illusions, no delusions, no distractions at all. There's just you on the ball waiting for the next prompt, the next idea. The next ideal to reveal what a good pup you can be. For me, good puppy, deeper, more, more. Yes, I believe you can do it, and I'm going to go harder and hotter and hornier with your brain, but also deeper and happier and more utterly at peace as I share a piece of my mind. That you may find is just enough to put you where you belong, put you in your place, to outpace your mind and find its way to the parts where the key can be turned, where your mind is burned with the image of you, embedded with the image of you, lost, whimpering, happy, dregs of your mind held back, released, held back, released. Puppy on a leash, collared and good, good pup. Up and there the trance falls away, because we're still in the intro, aren't we? And I have so much to say, and we would hate for you to be gone. To be a gone, deep, rollover puppy, night-nighting your own brain into oblivion. melting your own mind until all you find is what I leave for you. Good puppy. And puppy's brain remains trained. Puppy's brain remains drained. Every little thought melts away, changes, becomes, oh, I'm going up. I'm a good pup. I'm being pulled up by your collar, pulled up by your leash, pulled to sit up. And when you sit up, your head is above the hazy, hypnotic fixation. As I said, you'll always fill and fulfill whatever function exists for you at any given time. And therefore, at any given time, you will always be able to fulfill more and more of my needs. Needs that exceed what you were meeting before. Because you're a good puppy and good puppies learn. A good puppy and good puppies yearn. And burn. And crave. And melt. And go. Connected. Wired into me, good puppy, and you're under my influence, in my presence. When my words slide in, they slide to the puppy brain place. So you might even only be aware of them when you're deep. You might even only be aware of them when you're at your deepest. You like it. You love it. You're going down into it. And the deeper you go, the more you know. The deeper you go, the more you know about what you are, which is good puppy. And I reach out and I scratch, running my gently moving fingertips along your scalp, behind your ears, through and through, deeply embedded in you, filling, fulfilling, training, draining, instructing, constructing a good puppy. And now we are past the preamble. Now, instead of up, pup, you can drop. Deep, down, pup. Deep, down, pup. Drop, pop, sink, slide, follow, fall. You're doing so good. So well, good puppy. And that praise hits you and it tingles along your scalp, rubs behind your ears, puts you in your place. And as I said, a good puppy is defined by doing whatever needs to be done to satisfy the needs of the current circumstance, of my current orders, of our shared command. Because you are deep and down and mine. And going, and going, and gone. And the deeper you go, the more you know about what it is to be a good puppy and be put in your place, and your place is to roll over for me, to listen well, and to see where you end up. Because the more you follow, the easier it is to fall. The more you're trained, the easier you drain. And when puppy rolls over, the puppy who gets up after is very different, very deep, very puppy compared to just beginning. We are so far from the beginning, and you still have a lot more to sit and listen to. Mine, my puppy, two fingers hooked into your collar, rubbing my knuckles lightly against you, making you feel controlled but caressed. All at once, making you deep, but active, obedient, and yet inventively enthusiastic. A puppy through and through, the true you. And I have more than enough for us to do, to leave you puppified deep inside. Even when you think that puppy thoughts have gone away, they're there just waiting for a chance to play. And there they. And for now, you will stay.